Hello everyone. Our reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 7 to 12. So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions. Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you find him, let me know so that I too may go and worship him. And so they left, and on their way, they saw the same star they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were, and what joy was theirs. It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh, and presented them to him. Then they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Salome. Now put up your hands if you've already opened all of your Christmas presents. Oh, wow. You people don't have any self-control, do you? Now keep your hands up if you've ever received a really weird Christmas present. A really, really weird Christmas present. Does anyone want to share any of their weird Christmas presents which they had maybe this morning?
I got socks with my cat's face on.
Sorry?
Socks with my cat's face
on. Socks with your cat's face on? Is that a personalised sock?
It is.
Personalised
sock. Wow. That is a weird present. And probably when Sean received that gift, he's like, why was I given this? This is of no use whatsoever. Maybe he thought that. Or maybe he was delighted. Who knows? How would you feel if for Christmas you got a toilet brush? Would that be a good gift? It's very practical, very helpful for cleaning toilets, isn't it? But you might... Hannah was very lucky not to receive this. Or maybe you have a very health-conscious granny, and she bought you some antibacterial hand soap. Just be extra safe. Someone did get antibacterial hand soap. It's always fun in the Clark household. Now we're going to see in our Bible reading, which Salome just read for us, Jesus, when he was born, was given some really, really weird presents. So weird. Why was he given that, we might ask? Well, I need some helpers to come and help me open some massive presents here. Some really big, exciting presents. Do I have any volunteers? Oh, okay. Okay, do you want to open the first one? Okay, can you open it up? Let's see what the first present is. Whoa. What is it, Caleb? What is it? It's gold labeled tea bags. Why would anyone give baby Jesus gold labeled tea bags? That's a really weird gift. Is that what Jesus was given? Tea bags? What was Jesus given? Do you know, Robin? What was Jesus given? Was he given tea bags? Gold! Shall I look at the present one more time? Caleb. Oh, yeah, that makes much more sense. Gold! Thank you, Caleb. Do you want to sit down? See, gold is a great gift for a king. It's a very weird gift to give a baby. You might think he might need nappies or, you know, something more useful, but gold shows us that Jesus is the...
King!
That's right, Eve. Well done. Jesus is the king. Now,
It wasn't very obvious when he was born, because Jesus wasn't born in a big palace. Does anyone know where he was born?
In a stable.
A stable. And his bed was an animal feeding trough. What a strange thing. But Jesus is the
King.
And do you know what? All his life, when he grew up, Jesus always behaved like a king. He was always thankful. He was always kind to people. He always shared. Now ask yourself this morning. Have you always been thankful?
Yeah.
Oh, you have. Well done. You have. Are we always thankful? Or are we sometimes a bit grumpy when things don't go our way? Are we sometimes not very good at sharing? You see, Jesus is the king, but often we like to pretend that we're the king, don't we? We like to live our way. And the Bible's word for that is called sin. That's right. Sin is when we try to pretend to be God. Jesus is the king, but we try to be king. And that's why we're going to pray together a prayer. On your sheets, your mummies and daddy will have one around you. On your service sheets, there's a special prayer which we pray to say sorry to God because we tried to be king instead of letting Jesus be king. So should we pray this prayer all together? Right at the bottom of the service sheet there. Together, let us pray. Oh yes, let's wiggle our fingers. Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to put my crown down. Keep wiggling. Okay, wiggle fingers. Clap. Heavenly Father, thank you that you love us and care for us all the time. We know that this week we have not always lived the way you tell us. We have done wrong things and not done all the good things we should have done. Only you can save us, so please forgive us and help us to live as your friends. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Jesus is the king, and we remember that because he was given tea bags. Is that right? No. He was given gold. That's right, gold. Now, can I have a volunteer to help me open my second massive present? Yeah, go on, Robin. Maybe she'll put this one down here. Is it? Oh, I'm very excited. This is the best bit, isn't it? Phil, you're not very good at unwrapping presents. I mean, I have to help you. Oh, what is it? It's a Frankenstein mask! Do you want to put it on, Robin? Oh, it's horrible! Oh. What a weird gift to give a baby! Why would Jesus be given a Frankenstein mask? That's such a weird gift! Is that right?
No!
Should it be been given?
Frankincense!
Frankincense! Should we have another look should we have another look inside? Do you want to have another look inside, Robin? Okay, then you've had your turn. You sit down. Oh, what's that? Can I hold that? Thank you, Robin. Do you want to have a sit down? This is frankincense. And again, you might think, that's not a very useful gift for a baby, is it? Do you know what frankincense is? If I got some fire and I set light to it, it would make a lovely, beautiful smoke. And do you know how frankincense was used? It was used in the temple to show that God is with us. That's how frankincense was used. It was an incense, which was a symbol, a picture, how God is with us. You see, Jesus is not only the king. The incense reminds us that Jesus is God. That makes sense why he was given frankincense. So here is God, all the way up in heaven. And yet at Christmas, I can do this without breaking my neck, we remember how God came all the way down to be with us. And he was born as a baby. At Christmas, we remember how our Creator, the one who made everything, who made us, became like one of us in order to save us from our sins. Jesus is the King, but we try to be King. And so God came down to save us from our sins. And because God is with us, because he's close to us, that means we can pray. And that's what the Clark family are going to lead us in doing now. Can we use the mic, guys?
Look. Good morning, everyone. Happy Christmas. Lovely to see you all. We're going to pray now. We're going to lead our prayers this morning. So do join with us in saying a nice big hearty amen at the end of each section. But let's pray together, shall we?
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you this morning as we remember the miracle of your birth as our long-promised Saviour King. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You loved us so much that you gave up your glory and your splendour, your throne, your place at your Father's side, to be born on this earth as a helpless baby in dirt and disgrace. We praise you for that immense love, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you didn't remain the baby in the manger, but you grew up to be the perfect man. Thank you for living the blameless life that we couldn't, for swapping places with us so that you could be the Saviour who saves us from the mess we've got ourselves into. We praise you for that incredible salvation, Lord Jesus. And as we meet today, as people across our nation gather together, we feel so keenly the misery, the pain, the frustration of coronavirus. Sovereign Lord, we ask for your protection. Please keep us safe. Please stop COVID from spreading, spoiling lives and separating us. And Lord, we're desperate for hope and good news. Please, with this Christmas, remind us of the eternal hope we have because of you. May we be more excited than ever about the life that we'll enjoy forever with you, without sickness and sadness, never to be cut off from family and friends. Thank you for the great good news that God himself has come to bring us peace, reconciliation, and joy. Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, thank you that Jesus came to earth to save us and to show us how to live for you and work with you. Thank you that Jesus is both fully human and fully God. Thank you that he knows how we feel and that he came to die on the cross to take away the punishment for us. Please help us to listen and obey you because you love us and have rescued us. Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, thank you that it is Jesus' birthday today.
Amen.
Dear God, thank you that we can meet together in person today and celebrate Jesus' birth. Thank you that we can sing together and praise you. Please help us to remember that Jesus is the light of the world when lots of things around us seem dark. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray that this Christmas, people in Balham might turn to you for the first time. Thank you that we were able to sing carols outside Sainsbury's and have fun with the nativity hunt on the common. We pray that these events would help people in Balham to think of you this Christmas and that they would want to find out more about the hope that you alone can give. Help us to welcome them into your church family and help us to show them your love. We turn to pray for Christians around the world, We particularly pray for those who are persecuted for their love of you. May they be able to praise you today for the birth of your son Jesus and not fear those who might use this opportunity to do them harm. Please comfort them, show them your love, and give them the strength they need each day to call you their Lord and Saviour. For our mission partners, the Judkins, the Rosses, Stephen and Helen Musakormeyer and the Servants of the Word, and Gamfies in the Gambia, and Connor and Becca Perrin. Please be their strength and refresh them this Christmas time as they continue to spread the good news of Jesus around the world. Please help them to trust that you will provide all that they need and protect them. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Clark family. Oh, we've got one last present to open. But let's just remember what the first two presents were. We've got gold tea bags and a Frankenstein mask. Is that not right? Okay, yes, that's right. We've got the gold crown, which reminds us Jesus is the king, and the incense, which reminds us that Jesus is God. That's right. There's one last present. Can I have a volunteer who would like to open it? Ella, would you like to? Come on up. Wow, you're wearing a beautiful princess dress this morning. I feel I should bow to you. Okay, let's. Do you want to open the last present here? Can I open that one? Wow, massive. Yeah, much better than Phil. Opening. Yeah. Can I help you? It's a bit of box. I might need to lift this one up. Oh, I've got it. Do you want to hold it up? Do you want to show everyone what it is? What is it? It's a men's fragrance called Grr. It says here, it captures the essence of rugged masculinity. Grr. Thank you very much. You want to go and sit down? So we've got gold tea bags, Frankenstein, and Grr. Is that right? No? What's the last gift supposed to be? Do you know? Myrrh. Should we have another look inside? Does someone want to try a bit of Grr? Zane, you look like you need a bit of rugged masculinity. Oh, this is very strange. It's a cross. See, do you know what myrrh was used for? Myrrh was an ointment, was a cream, which you would use to anoint dead bodies. And that points to the fact that Jesus was born in order to die. Now, again, that's a very, very strange gift to give to a baby. You might think it's a very offensive gift to give to a baby, that he would be given myrrh, an ointment to anoint dead bodies. But it helps us remember that Jesus is God and he was born in order to die. And this really is the Christmas message. As the angel said to Joseph before Jesus was born, he was told, you must call him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And sin is something we all do, whether you're little or whether you're an adult. Sin is when we try and take the crown and put it on our own head. We try and live as though we are king. But Jesus came as the real king, and he came to die, to take away all our sins, so that we can be friends with God, so that we can be adopted into his family. And this is an offer which is absolutely for anyone here this morning. Jesus was born in order to die, and that's what the myrrh helps us understand. I'm going to pray,
And then after that, we're going to head outside and we are going to sing a couple more carols, if you like to do that. But one, I pray, one, wiggle our fingers one last time. And clap. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus into the world. Thank you that he is fully man, fully God, and he came to die for our sins. Wow, what a rescuer you are. Help us to love you more. Help us to trust you. Help us to not sin, but to live your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.